Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I think Michigan State's going to have a really nice time in South Lyon.
Yeah,
a lot of things
so too.
To do.
Then
yeah.
You got the South Lyon Hotel. Is that the one that burned down, but then they built it back up or something? Great place. Do you get the impression that over the years, over time, the Valeni kid has grown weary of my little antics? Do you get that impression at all?
The problem is you change your inflection immediately. You know, you go, "Hey, Mike, did you see?" And it just...
I didn't hide it
enough.
No,
you didn't. Yeah. Usually, like, you got really good with Jamie for a while there
just
during those crosswalks.
Yeah.
We'd, like, slowly act like you're just having a conversation then. Oddly enough...
No, he sees it coming now.
He does.
And out the door he goes... I didn't even get oddly part out my mouth, and Cadbury had pulled his car around, and he was off in the car.
Yep. 100%.
It was over with.
Yep.
Oh, well.
He saw you coming from a mile away. It's almost as if you've done it before. It's Bogey and Wojo. Very excited to be here. We have a full show tonight. We got a Pistons Weekly, for whatever reason, coming your way, 8 to 9, so we'll get to some NBA playoff discussion during that time as well.
Who's playing tonight? Because I have been enjoying, at times, the NBA playoffs tonight. Oh, it's Sixers, right?
Toronto? The process at home against the Raptors game three. And look at that line movement. Sixers open as a 1.5-point favorite. They're now a 2-point dog.
What happened?
A lot of people backing the Raptors in game three.
What happened? Did somebody get hurt?
No, clearly there's just a lot of money pouring in.
Wow.
Now, is it money or is it public money? That remains to be seen.
Yeah, but you know what the hell you're talking
about. Exactly. We're off to see the bookie.
The wonderful bookie.
I want to get into the Lions because we haven't really had a chance to dive into the little Vegas over-under win total that I believe it was Jeff Lesson that brought out in his updates earlier this week. But the Lions over-under win total set at 6.5. Now, simply, we can go ahead and have the conversation. Okay, which side of it are you on? Okay, you got to be either below it. You got to either be above it, okay? And the phone number is 248-539-9797. But you and I were talking about this as we were getting ready for the show, and I thought you made a very interesting point.
No, astute.
I'm not even admonishing you. I legitimately think that. I want you to present that.
Okay.
And maybe this will continue the conversation.
Okay, first of all, on the Lions over under at 6.5, I'm going to say it's going to hit right on the number, 6.5. They're going to go 6-9-1. I've decided.
You one trick pony.
Yeah. Anyhow, no, I was thinking about this today, and help me out here. And this is going to sound like a radical thing, and it has two layers to it. A, am I speaking the truth or am I speaking nonsense? And B, do you believe the Lions will actually do it? Here's my thought. Was down there today. Trey Flowers was talking. Danny Amendola was talking. And then Kerryon Johnson. You're a great rookie running back. I don't know about great, but he had 641 yards before he got hurt last year.
Who also apparently doesn't care about spoiling Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I'll spoil it again for you.
He was very funny. He's got a great personality. I think has a chance to be a great running back.
Okay.
And this thought struck me today. It struck me so hard I was doubled over as if I was kicked in the groin. Okay? This is the thought. The day is finally here. It is finally here. The day that we have screamed about, the day that the Lions have denied was ever coming or they were ever even interested in, that day is here. Matthew Stafford is no longer the focal point of the offense. It is now Kerryon Johnson. And when you say now, why? What happened? Well, no, just the thought hit me today. Going into this season, everything has been about making him or the running game in general, but him, they didn't draft another running back high at all, making him the focal point. And he talked about his entire goal is to be that workhorse, to not get injured, to make it through 17 weeks. I believe this is the moment that we've been craving. Why can't they ever get a running game? And every year the Lions are going, well, we're going to beef up the trenches. And we're going to hand the ball to. And then they didn't go get any running backs. And then they signed LeGarrette Blount a year too late. And now it's on. And the Hockenson drafting is part of it because he's a hellacious blocker. Now you say, well, the opening is still there, TJ Lang spot. Okay, yeah, they do need another offensive lineman, but they didn't go and get a bunch of speedy receivers, did they? Amendola and the guy they drafted.
Amendola might be slower than me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
We'll find out.
This is the now, two things. Do you believe what I'm selling you? Do you believe, they don't have to publicly announce it, but privately.
yeah, they hold a press conference.
Matthew Stafford is no longer the focal point. It's now Kerryon Johnson. No.
From Martha Ford on down, we decided that we hereby state.
So, A, do you believe my thoughts?
Okay.
That subconsciously or whatever, strategically. And B, if they have shifted in that direction, do you think they'll follow through? In other words, will Stafford be, he's not, I do not think he's going to be winging the ball all over the place. And you know what? Their rushing offense was like top 10 in the league last year until Kerryon Johnson went down. That's what they want to do, what they've done before in different places. Daryl Bevel is exactly the example of that. When he spoke at that fan forum, Daryl Bevel said, we're going to run the ball, and we're going to run the ball at a very high level. Boom! The torch has been passed. It's not Stafford Town. It's Kerryon Town.
Okay, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I have to admit that when you actually came out and you went down the pathway that you did, I'm less impressed by your little thought that you ended up coming up with when you were in Allen Park.
Why?
Because I don't necessarily believe that it's Kerryon Johnson. I just think it's stylistically and schematically dependent now. Meaning Daryl Bevel is going to have to come up with, you know, the game plans. He's going to have to come up with a more balanced attack offensively. That's why you saw the Lions go with TJ Hockenson at number 8. I level with you that they have taken control from Matthew
Stafford.
Some
responsibility from
him. I 100% believe that. I absolutely buy that they understand that Stafford isn't going to be Aaron Rodgers. Like, there's a reason why.
They privately have admitted that, where previous regimes would not, I don't think.
100%. Yes, they would act like Stafford is going to be this unbelievable elite quarterback, and I think we all kind of expected that not to be the case. He's just not, that guy. So
they gave him Jim Bob Cooter and followed through with what he wanted there. It was
exactly
all get him more weapons. We got to get our quarterback. We got to get him more weapons. And the theory was get him a running game. We'll make him better. Okay, that's part of it. But now it's get a running game. That's first. And then if Stafford gets better with it, that's second.
Running game, play action, ball control. Mm-hmm. Certainly, defensively,
yep,
they don't want to be giving up points. No, I do think that this is... That's pretty good. You should write a column about that, honestly.
A column.
Yeah, that the Lions are admitting that Matthew Stafford, isn't the guy anymore. I do wonder, and this is the only thing that I question as far as whether or not they're going to have success with it, what kind of a Matthew Stafford are you going to get if this is the case?
Maybe
he's always
an
been
improved
free.
One. Okay, but maybe an improved one.
He's always been given the keys to do whatever he wants, and you lived with the interceptions and the mistakes, and you embrace the Calvin Johnson throwing into triple coverage, coming down with it, idea. I just wonder if Stafford's going to be engaged, because correct me if I'm wrong, last year he looked like a quarterback that didn't want anything to do with this franchise.
Well, there was a lot of guys on that team that didn't buy in, which was lame, but listen, Matthew, people think he's just, you know, a stats pig or whatever. It's Matt Stat Padford. Okay, I believe he has some competitive juices in him. He shows his at times. He wants to win at some point, and if they can convince him and show it with a running game that this is the way to go, even if you're Joe Flacco, good Joe Flacco, or something like that, that even good Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, I mean, you don't have Julio Jones, but you can still not throw it 45 times a game and be very effective. I think you'll buy in. I do.
The one thing that I also, you know, the other thing that I don't necessarily like is, and, you know, you made the point before the show when we were talking about this, does this put the Stafford debate to rest? You know, does this, you know, kind of get, I don't want to say fans off of him.
Stop the obsession.
Exactly. And I don't buy that, because if this was where the Lions were going and Bob Quinn had an idea that this is what they had to do, why did they give him that extension? That is the one thing fans
didn't know yet.
That's the one thing, though, that fans aren't going to be able to let go of. You know that. They'll look at it and go.
That was 2 years ago. They didn't know yet. Other people didn't know yet.
Regardless.
Didn't everybody at this station say, well, you got to give him the contract?
I get it. But it's
right?
not my job to make that call either. It's my job to just
evaluate. You can't lean on a mistake of 2 years ago. They didn't
but
accept
fans will.
It then.
You know fans
well,
will.
Whatever. Who cares?
Boy, he makes $27 million to what? Be a game manager?
No, that's a stupid way to look at it.
I'm just saying that's going to happen.
So don't fix the problem. Don't fix it.
I'm not saying that.
The only thing, there's no shame in admitting, okay, our quarterback isn't exactly what we thought. He's not a wing it. Oh, okay. The problem is if you don't admit it and you just keep going out there and winging it around, right?
Well, it is funny. I think it was last year that you kind of made fun of the people, I think myself included, actually, when you said, well, all the people out there that are bitching about, you know, Matthew Stafford and, you know, he's just not good enough are the same people bitching about the Lions upgrading the talent base offensively. Like, if Stafford's not good enough and you admit that and you want him to be better, doesn't it make sense to get help around?
I mean,
and it does.
And but the running game, certainly we know would help, but I think it's not a complimentary thing. I think it's going to be the focus, the running game, the focus. And that includes Hawkins stuff. Catching the ball, catching 36.
Pancaking guys in the blocking. Oh, yeah.
Waffling guys. Whatever it takes.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Okay. One, do you believe that Vegas has it wrong? Or do you think Vegas is onto something? Lions over, under, win total is at 6.5. My sources tell me Vegas isn't really all that wrong. They have beautiful, beautiful casinos. I mean, those buildings are unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, they seem to know what they're doing. You know, it happened once or twice. But number two, do you buy what Wojo is selling here? That the Lions have admitted Matthew Stafford is not the key to the success. He is not the guy anymore. He is not solely responsible for whether or not they're going to have success.
Yeah, caveat. Every quarterback is the most important on every team. I get that. I'm saying from where they held him, like everything was about him before. It's no longer everything about him before.
It's bogey mojo.
Whatever I said. Yeah, whatever.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.